pray for him to fail because he's a leadership?
You don't want him to fail because then the black seal lady goes inside.
Sure, the Mishnah, Rav Hanania. No? Pray for the welfare of the
government. Rabbi Hanina Segan Kohanim Omer. הווה מתפלל בשלומה של מלכות, שאלמלא מורה. איש את ראהו חיים בנאו, מה נעשה? לב מלאכים ביד השם. And he's הקדוש ברוך הוא's practical joke on the world. America, America, וזה, הוא הכניס איזה דפוק אחד. מה נעשה?
Rabbi, I heard Rabbi Hanania was the Sagan Kohen Gadol, who everybody, because of the government, he kept getting cut off as Kohen Gadol, but nevertheless, he still set to pray for the welfare of the government.
יפה מאוד, יפה מאוד. טוב. רבותיי, בוקר טוב. יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת פנחס, כ"ב בתמוז. Moving right along, now we're going to finish this sugya of שהייה בהיתר באיסור. Then next week we're going to start major sugyot of חזרה and זאתן. So just a nice ending to the sugya. Well, it's a complicated ending. There's, without getting into it, there are 8 ways to be mefaresh the safek, the following safek of Gemara in the Rishonim. 8.
What?
I brought 2, and even that, you know, there's a lot of literature on, as we're going to see. But there's 8 ways in the Rishonim that I found to understand the safek of Gemara. Shema Tata?
You learned up all 8 ways.
I looked at the Rishonim again. I don't. It's complicated. So he says like this. Yeah. Ibayedun. Rabbi Yisai, in kol hakoach. In kol hakoach. Nichon? I say koach in Persian. Jum?
Yeah.
Your energy.
Akol. How do you say all?
Amen.
Hello. Bechol levavecha, bechol nafshecha, bechol ma'odecha. Give everything. Gemara says, Gemara masechet berachot, daf samach aleph. The Gemara says, Ve'avta et Hashem lokecha lav Hashem regal, bechol levavecha, what's that? Bishnei yetzarecha. Right? Yetzer tov, yetzer ra. Force your yetzer ra to lav Hashem too.
How?
How do you do that?
Winter. And he says, and Musa. Torah is Musa is part of Torah, obviously. Uvchol nafshecha, afilu hu notel et nishmatcha. You have to love Hashem, even if he takes your life away. Uvchol meodecha, uvchol mamonecha. He says, the Gemara, why do you need 2 different, why do you need 2 different things? You already told me that I have to love Hashem with all my life, which means I have to give up my life for Hashem. You have to tell me with all my money. It's a pashut. Says the Gemara, no, there's two types of people out there. There's some people, their life, Their life is more chaviv to them than their money. So they had to say, b'chol nafshecha. But then there's other people out there that value their money more than their life. Lachen you have to say also, b'chol meodecha. You got to give it everything. Donate the yetzer hara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akol HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What does it mean, donate your yetzer hara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Huh?
What does that mean, donate your yetzer hara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
No. What's the, what does it mean to donate your yetzer hara to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Give staka and use your money on good things instead of bad things.
No. So
like give him back so you can get money.
Your yetzer hara is only between learning the Kiyot and being.
Okay. If I have to. Yeah, yetzer hara is always trying to get you to do chataim. Make sure, force him, kidnap the yetzer hara, and force not only the yetzer hara to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, force the yetzer hara to serve him too.
What does that mean practically?
Like you
could, like, okay, I get the idea. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, how to apply?
It means overcoming the yetzer hara. And when he's trying to get you down, say, I can't do this. What are you talking about? You're trying to get me down? You're trying to make me transgress Ritzon HaBoreh? You also work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mazeh.
Push the other way even harder?
Push even harder to say, you know what? Now me and you, we're both going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbi Yisai, it's not just poetic. Zayimit. That's the way life goes. Shema Tata? Zayimit. I say emet. Hagigat. Nachon? Emet in Persian is. No? Hagigat. I say truth in Persian.
See.
No. What's the last name Hagigat?
I don't
know. I've never heard that.
It means truth. Yeah? Anyway, that's what somebody told me one. I thought it meant like Korban Chagiga. He's like, no, it's not a Hebrew word. It's a Persian word. Okay, so now he says like this. Vaiter Abaisa. I have to teach you Persian, Mazet. Tell me Baishin. And he says like this. Yeah? Vaiter. Aharon Efata. You're quiet today, Makara. He says like this. Yeah, Vaiter. Says the Gemara. Ibailu. The Gemara's last question on the Sugya. Avar v'shihamai. If he did, well, I'm not going to say b'mezid because that's already a tremendous machloket rishonim. But if he did something on purpose and he was mashe, what's the halacha? Yeah? Says the Gemara.
How can it be on purpose but not the Mezid?
If you don't know Nala.
See the Maharsha.
The way you asked
it. Yeah, he says. We're going to see what forced these Achronim to understand the Gemara that way, but okay. Says the Gemara, Mai. Mikansura bananula, did the Chachamim make knas to ask the food or not? Tashema. דאמר שמואל בן נתן אמר רבי חנינא כשהלך רבי יוסף לציפורי מצא חמין שנשתהו על גבי קירה ולא עשר להם. Which means he found חמין that was sitting there on the קירה from before Shabbat and he didn't say אסור. בצימצו מכות שנשתהו על גבי קירה ועשר להם. But the eggs, he said, no good. Right now, what are we thinking? It seems like what? חמין is what? It's the מי קבירה. בסדר.
What does מצו מכות mean?
Shrunk.
Shrunk means sounds like misnevek v'ralo. If it's shrunk, it becomes smaller.
No. There's two kinds of shrinking. When you cook a chalent, also it shrinks. Avanla.
It's good.
It's better. There's some mitztamek. The word mitztamek, Rashi said before in the beginning of the sugya, mitztamek means to shrink.
Like previous amen. You know, previous amen. When it's shrunk, it was worse.
Chechmesh. How do you say? Raisins.
Chechmesh.
Yeah, that. So he says bekitzur. So nachon. Why do you call it tzimukim in Lashon HaKodesh? Because what happened to the grape?
It's shrunk.
That's mitztamek. It's shrunk. Yeah? And he says, tzimukim. Is it in Lashon HaKodesh? And he says, but over here, it seems like the bitzim, why did he matter them? Because they shrunk. Mitztamek ve'afel. And he said, asur. So it seems like what? It seems like it's osir. That by something that's mitztamek, V'yafelo, what did he tell them? Asul. Re'aya, to the Gemara's, I mean, answer to the Gemara's question, when the Gemara asked, if you did Avar B'Shiha, Madino, it sounds like from this story, ma? Asul. To which the Gemara says, Lav Davka. Mai lav le'oto Shabbat. Perhaps you'll understand that he made it asa to them for that Shabbat to consume. La le'Shabbat Ba'a. The way Rashi explains, at least, is, what does it mean le'Shabbat Ba'a? That no. Be'emet! Even the eggs that were mitztamek v'yafelahim, with regards to eating them this Shabbat, what did he tell them? Beseder. What does it mean in Shabbat Ba'a? That he told them, Baba Jums, asul asot kacha. The Shabbat. But he taught them the halacha, and he said, you can't do the same thing that you did this Shabbat, next Shabbat. But with regards to the outcome of what they did this Shabbat, with regards to consuming that, what did he tell them? Beseder. Sounds like it's okay. Now the Gemara goes off on a very slight tangent, and then we'll go to Rashi and Tesis. Says Rashi,
Is there anything about saving that food that was entire before till next week? Would it change to now that you know Zalachah? Does the food stay the same?
So over there, with regards to Shehiyah, it's only until Motzei Shabbat. It's not like actual Bishul. It's until Motzei Shabbat, Bichdei Shi'asu. Yeah? Even if he did it b'mezid. Not like Bishul. The halacha is by Bishul. If a person was Mevashel b'Shabbat b'mezid, what's the halacha?
Can't eat it ever.
Him. At least him.
No,
then it's a mezid. And it's okay. Mezid means he knows the halacha and he says, yeah, not like we were speaking about before. If he knows the halacha, not because he knows that cooking is asur on Shabbat, not he didn't grow up that way, he didn't care. Bishel b'Shabbat b'mezid, asur le'olam. If you know the halacha, I don't care how you value the halacha or it's committed. You know the halacha, it's mezid. Shalom. Yavanta? Now, as follows. A lot of people don't know all of the intricate halacha. Bishul, you know, taking a pot of raw food and putting it on the fire, everybody knows that that's Asur Shabbat. You know anybody who doesn't know that's Asur Shabbat? Everybody knows that. Maybe they don't know Davar Lach, Davar Yavesh, Dine Chazara, Dine Shia, Yad Soledet Bo, the intricacies of Ilchot Bishul, that behemet, a lot of people maybe don't know. Not maybe, don't know. Aval, regular, you know, Bishul Kipshuto, everybody knows that. And he says like this. Yeah, Viter. He says, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Nah. Oops.
Yeah, oops. Yeah. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that.
If you see one of
them, you have to go.
No cry.
Huh?
No,
you got to go and say, Baba Jun, Bibi Jun. Yeah. Right? Bibi Jun? Yeah. Shabbat Kodesh Hayom. Shabbat Hayom. Maye. Shabbat. Yeah. Shabbat. Kadosh Baruch Hu, ma.
Bro, so if you're guest somewhere and you mamash see you,
as a rabbi, Hashem Baruch Shalom. Shabbat.
They don't believe that Hashem would make the usher on Shabbat.
Yeah,
just don't think that's how it works.
I care if I put food onto the post.
Why do you think if I write on my paper? Like, what does he care? Like,
bro,
not working.
Bro, every time I give like a bar towards
what does Hashem care if you murder somebody? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu care if you're no'ef? Ma,
Hashem is much bigger than Hashem's not mad at you if I play piano on Shabbat. I promise he's not mad. Like, how do you know? Like, that's sort of what I'm not. What do you mean? You know, I do. You just think like, oh, Hashem's not mad.
Wait, Rav,
give them a look. Come on, תעשה ככה, זה לא ככה.
Rav, if you're at someone's house and they mamash, they do something very absurd, like they take the eggs that are in the water and they put it on the plata.
I lost it. Eggs that...
okay, Persian's language, I guess. So they do put something on the plata that's mamash absurd, they can't put it.
Raw eggs in the shell, and then they put it in the water to boil off. Yeah, that's cooking.
Asur. Yeah, so don't eat it. Can you, are you, it's asur for you to eat those eggs?
Asur lechon. Asur. On Motzei Shabbat, for everybody else besides for the Mevashel, it's mutar Motzei Shabbat. Only for the Mevashel, it's mutar forever. But on Shabbat itself, chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to...
The person cooking it, it's mutar, you said?
Bemezid? Bemezid asur forever. If you did it b'shogeg, there's a machloket tana'im, but Maran holds. Just get this straight, because it's important. Lidat Maran, if a person cooks bemezid b'shabbat, yeah, mezid means he knows that it's asur, and he does it anyway. For the person who cooked it, asur forever. For everybody else, mutar the motzai shabbat. If he did it b'shogeg, both him and everybody else, it's mutar the motzai shabbat. But on Shabbat, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, never ever mutar. Everybody's got to wait. Da'at Agaon Mivinla and others hold like Tosfot that b'shogeg it's mutar even on Shabbat.
We're talking about here, right?
Huh?
We're talking about
bishul. Bishul mamash. Yeah, what are you saying?
That's it. So the reason why we're saying until after Motzei Shabbat, is that because of Kabbalah Tashlis?
No, not because of, because the Hana'ah, you're not allowed to have Hana'ah from that Melacha on Shabbat. When Shabbat passes, so you can have Hana'ah. There's no... The Isur is now over, because now it's not Shabbat anymore. Understand?
Yeah.
It's about, yeah. You have to tell me.
So what if on Shabbat you're supposed to just eat nothing? Let's say all the food is pasul.
No.
You can't eat?
No.
Have salad.
No, you don't have things. You don't need that.
Salad is
also
sounds a bad word, doesn't it?
What if you really guess something? Right? Like, they only made choresh.
If you have on strawberries Shabbat, or pork,
yeah,
would you
put it back on the plate?
I have... No, 1 second. Chaim, I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to minimize the nisyonot that you guys or other people go through. Everybody goes through, not everybody, but a lot of people go through these. This is regular nisyonot of chozrim b'tshuva. And a lot of people and a lot of family members are chozrim b'tshuva, and they are faced with situations where there's other family members that maybe are less religious, and they do things that are asur. That's life. Life. So you have to know how to navigate. There are certain things which are asur, certain things which are mutar, certain things which are machlokot. So you have to know it. You have to know how to ask a shayl or what that. The situation that... How many people be'emet take a raw chorish on Shabbat and put it on the planter?
Oh, it's cold and you put it on the planter.
Oh, if you know. So now what did you just tell me? Meaning fully cooked and cold, right?
Yeah.
And liquid. Lida'at al-Ambam, lida'at al-Ram, lida'at al-Rashbayev, dule onam d'tzei, it's mutar. You know that? But da'at maran is le'achmir. But anything, b'di'avad, even though they're not allowed to be doing that, to take a cold chorish and put it back on the planter, you're not allowed to do that. Unless we spoke about the different ways, you can't do it. But b'di'avad, for you to eat, you can be somech on da'at Rambam ve'Rashba b'di'avad.
I didn't
know
that. I thought you told me only if it's hot.
But alo, takshiv tov. There's a difference between what you're allowed to do, and also post facto, what was done, whether you can eat or not. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
In your house, you want to know ma mutar ma asur. If it's a cold, fully cooked choresh, you cannot put it on the plata, on an on plata at least. Ze asur. If it happened, b'di'avad, mutar le'echol. Because you have poskim, like the Rambam and the Rashba and the Ran. Not to say that it's mutar, but to know.
Yeah, but yesh man le'smoch.
Vadai. Vadai, ze mutar le'echol. In that, if Bibi June, she took raw stuff out of the fridge now and making a chodesh for the, tach, on Shabbat, they're taking the eggs, tach,
asur.
No, ze asur la'asur. What am I going to eat? So you eat bagel and cream cheese, and you'll go eat cereal.
And if it was fully cooked already, it's
nachon. You have to know the difference.
If you go to someone's house in Shabbat, I know they're probably not like, they don't know the halacha of like Yishuol or Shaviya. Should you eat anything at all? If you're not sure if they know or not, you're assuming they don't know.
Do you want the benefit of the doubt?
Takshi. Chala, right? They have chala or pita, and you'll know.
Yashan.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Be'emet, in Yashan season, in the middle of the winter, there's a lot. When you go out to eat anywhere, you go out to eat, you know, by other people's houses, the best badats. Yeah? Agon Rav Amar always says, a badats achi tov is a badat shel habayit. In your house, you're in full control. You know what goes in, what goes out. in restaurants and in other places, you have no clue and you have no control. You go, and there's a lot of questions. You know, kashrut is not a, you know, is it pig? No, the kashrut is way beyond just chazir. Kashrut is, there's a lot of halachot.
You don't eat at other people's houses on Shabbat?
Very rarely. Not only on Shabbat, ever. Very rarely. Because, whatever. Aval ma, you know, sometimes people invite us and invite us. And I don't tarof. When people tell me, you know, invite me, when I say, I usually don't go, it's not because I'm tarofing and I want them to kiss my toes in order for me to come. Yeah, you know, I'm not the... That's what tarof is, nahon?
So they just keep asking, like, what do you say?
Sometimes it becomes manaim. And then my wife says, I'm very machmir. I'm personally, my wife and children less, but I'm personally very machmir. So I said, I see they're bending over backwards.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll go and shop where he says, and it feels very uncomfortable because I'm saying, I'm telling you what to buy, where to buy it. Is it, you know, and visit Tom. Sometimes I want the Rav to come over. I like to have people over. Come, you want to eat with me? You want to come? Come to my house, eat with me. You know what I'm saying? But on those rare occasions that I do go out, I do make sure to, you know. But also, you don't want to be mivayeshet ba'alabad. So you have to know certain things to ask, certain things. If it's yashan season and they're making challah at home, so, you know, it's a balagan, manasot. You know what I'm saying? If the world was a perfect world and everybody kept all of the halachot and everybody was machmir on, not necessarily they have to be machmir, but machmir on the things they have to be machmir on, so it'd be much easier. But you have to be educated and you have to know what to ask and when to ask and whatever. And you have to know ma mutar or ma asur. One time I'll tell you a story. Takshir. Yeah, you ready? You like my stories?
They scare me because then I'm like, oh my God, I didn't do that.
No, takshir. I don't know if I have good terror, but I have good stories. That's for sure. It's just like this. He says, Bekitsur, one time I was a frum guy. Yeah, my wife was friendly with his wife. They said, please come over for Shabbat. That's it. So, it was in Great Neck when I was still living in Great Neck. So, Beseder.
The good old days.
Huh?
The good old days.
Yeah, Beseder. Bekitsur, Great Neck's not the end all. Is it Hashem Yerushalayim? No. Great Neck is transient. The avor. Great Neck's going to, Bezat Hashem, Achakelo b'chol yom sheyavo, Great Neck's going to be off the map. As soon as Mashiach comes, Great Neck's extinct.
It's getting transported, no?
Huh?
Granite's getting transported.
Only Bata Knesset and Bata Midrash, not houses in Kings Point. That's staying here. And he says like this, Baba Jun, yeah, people think they're building castles for them to be in forever, for eternity. They're not coming.
Goes up to Olam
Haba. No. The way you build castles in Olam Haba is not is different ways. Not with those building materials and the Zachin and the parking lot. You build castles in Olam Haba in a different way.
Yes.
Okay, 97.
The house is in brick,
made of
bricks, it's temporary. The house is in misery of stones, it's permanent.
If that's achieved, a boy sign. So one, I went to this guy's house. I think he was a machmir guy. Very seemed very, very stark and, you know, very nice guy. Anyway, I come there. They're Persians, Sfaradim, and I come. And he asked me to make kiddush. I said, kiddush tov. Now we go to do netilat yadayim, and he takes off the challah cover for the hamotzi. And I see everything he has is Zamix egg challahs. If you know anything about Zamix, you know Zamix, that company.
No.
Zamix egg challahs is probably the most mizonot thing in the universe. Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Alo, takshivata. Yeah. You just without even tasting it, it's. It's so yellow, it's orange. You know what I'm saying? It's so mizonot, it's she'akor. You know what I'm saying? L'sfaradim, Ashkenazim, and you start, I'm looking, I didn't know exactly what's... It was a very simple halakha,
Atma. Didn't know if he's going to say it was
No, I don't know what's coming, but I'm just playing it cool. Tov, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kham Chonam, Motzei Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So I looked at my wife, man. Maybe there's pita, maybe there's...
Did you see Amen?
Huh? Amen, I said.
Did your wife know what was going on too?
But my wife reads me like a book. She knows in 2 seconds what's going through my mind. She saw me nervous. She told me like this. And then, she knows, she chaps me. Right? Everybody has their zachin. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say anything. No. Chasv shalom lo levayesh. You don't... You know, to shame a person, but I mean none. Even if he's not doing something correct, to shame him, especially Baal Abayah, there's another thing. You can't do that to a person. Abamah, halacha, halacha. Yeah, you have to eat. Seudat pat. What are you going to do now? If I would have known, I would have brought a pita in my pocket. Vizeo shalom, like in the good old days in yeshiva, you'd bring a pita with shalom. Aval ma, they didn't say anything. So he's eating vizeh. I start eating, and then they're bringing out food vizeh. And he said, "Can I pass you anything?" And I just keep on pounding the challah, and they're not chapping. Four kabetzim kedi latzit.
Like two, like
3 billion. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot. I said, "No." I said more and more. They said maybe we can salads or gondis. Is it just challah? I ate the whole thing by myself. The whole thing. The guy's looking at me. You know, I'm looking at him. Ulo yodam iskein ta'alacha. Yeah, and he's looking at me like I'm a zolel besovel, like a glutton. Like that's only. They brought. By the time they brought out the food, I was so stuffed. But at least, I said, I'm motzi birkat hamazon.
Who made the zimun? You or him?
No, we didn't have a zimun. We just we didn't have.
If you do the chetchila, you could have 216 grams of.
The mutam. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, you're.
I just ask for a chidur
better than that. You're gonna say. What's wrong with it? And then you have to get into the.
Can you do that to your parents?
Huh?
Can you do that to your parents?
In your parents, house, you have a little bit more leeway because they love you, they respect you, and they don't be.
They love me, but I don't know what.
Takshiv. Even at home, you have to make sure not to do it like a jerk. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who come home, they stark out from yeshiva. Not to, if the parents' house is trade, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking the parents' house is kasher. Maybe they're not so makpid on all the even if it's yashin, it's chayav. There's ways to do everything. Some guys come back and they flip out like a jerk. You know what that means? They come out and they start, and they start screaming at the parents, "Shelo b'derech eretz." What cheshek does that give them to accommodate? If you do a b'derech eretz, Abba, Ima, whatever, I appreciate everything. I learned this. I want to do this journey together with you. I want to grow to. Is it possible that we can have this? Is it possible that we can have that? B'derech eretz b'chokhma, you're able to, you can accomplish anything. If a person does it shelo b'derech eretz and b'derech shel chutzpah, you're not going to accomplish anything. Hevanta? I know a lot of people that fall. You're so busy, you want to be machmin and mitzuyan, but you drop the ball in mitzvat aseh shel kibud avayim to shame the parents. Wait a bit. No, Abba Ima, you don't know what you're doing. This is treif. This is it. You know what you can do to a person if you say their food is treif? You can give them a heart attack. It's a misukan. Yeah, that's the biggest insult you can ever. By any Sfaradim, by Moroccans too. You don't eat their food. They mamash take it. The biggest insult that you can ever do to them is not to eat their food. They're there. The kacha. You go to Bibi June and you don't eat her food. You're done. You're goy. Anyway, it's all. Nachon or no nachon? Yeah. So you have to know. You have to know how to.
She's going to cry.
Yeah. You have to know how to do this stuff. Tzarech ladat. Besechin. Torah is much more than black and white. There's a lot of gray in the Torah area. Also, look at all the poskim, rishonim, achronim. Look at all the she'elot u'tshuvot that were asked of the poskim. All the craziest she'elot ba'alacha. Yeah? How come they... And you see the rishonim taking every she'ela about weird things, weird circumstances, and they talk about it, and they address it, and they bring ra'ayot lekan, ra'ayot lekan. Okay, sometimes mutar, sometimes asur, but you see it. Things happen, and they deal with it. That's life. That's the beauty of the Torah. The Torah is a solution. Or even if it's not a solution, at least a psak, a guidance for every situation in life. That's the beauty of the Torah Kedosha. Aval, derachad, derachinu, amachon, yutimata, shalom. Not to do it in a way that's chilul Hashem. Hevantem? Be'adinut. You know what's adinut? Calm, relaxed, sensitive to people. Matome.
Is it fair to say that it's asur to accept an invitation on Shabbat from someone that you know is not shomer Shabbat? If they invite you, because everything that goes into them having you over, you know that it's probably going
to
be...
It's hard to say. You're talking about in terms of kashrut or in terms of hilchot Shabbat?
Kashrut and in general, just everything...
So you should know, there's a lot of people mechalele Shabbatot, but for kashrut, they're pretty makpid. Now again, in halacha, it's very hard to believe, to give ne'emanut to a person's mechalele Shabbat. Aval ma, there is such a thing, it does exist.
They're respectful to you, they know you're
religious. Even at you, even among themselves, they'll be mechalele Shabbat. But they keep kashrut, yafe, yeah? They'll be mechalel Shabbat, but they'll only shop in a glatt kosher supermarket. Yesh kaze, there's plenty. Seder, zeh. But in terms of yichot Shabbat, now you don't know what's happening. You have to do a little bit of research. At least a little bit of research to see what's going on. Ma'at omer?
If you have family, it's not like shomer Shabbat. You can't invite them over Shabbat.
It's a different. That's a big shayla.
Is it?
He says, there's basically, not only family, you know, poskim do discuss this. Basically, lahalacha ul ma'asim, the things that you have to do in order to invite over a person who is an avid mechalel Shabbat, for Shabbat. Now, you're doing it, obviously, b'chavana, because you want to expose him to the beauty of Shabbat. You want him to see. Shabbat. He goes to the beach, he goes to the football, chamor. Yeah? Shabbat. You see a little bit, you know, people see, they participate in Shulchan Shabbat, and mamash, it changes the neshama. It's an unbelievable thing. But you have to do be'ofen shalitin. Now, the issue over here is that you might be, lifnei ayved otiten michshol, as a result of your invitation, what? He's going to be mechalel Shabbat. What's the counter ta'ana to that? He's going to be mechalel Shabbat anyway, even if you don't invite him. But now, the counter ta'anah to that is, but right now, at this moment, that he's driving over to you, whatever, you are now the catalyst for his Chilul Shabbat. So how do you avoid that? There's basically three things they have to do in order to make sure to avoid that Isur. No matter what he does afterwards, in order to avoid the Isur of Lifna Iver, and to invite over Mechalele Shabbatot in a halachically acceptable manner, you have to do these three steps, remember. Number one, you tell the guy, first of all, I can really condense it into two. I'll make it two, make it easy. You tell the guy, please, first of all, I want you to know that I have, just like I'm inviting you over to eat, I have a place for you to sleep, and be'emet, not tarofim, be'emet, before Shabbat, you have to prepare him a room, linens, akol, mesudar, and say, I would love nothing more than for you to stay over also on Shabbat.
What if you say that without preparing your room?
And then it's fake.
What if he says, I'm not going to stay over? No, thank you.
He says, I don't care what you do. I'm just telling you what I would love for you to do. I mean, obviously I care what you do, but I can't control what you do.
He says, I'm not going to... Just no, yeah, you can say whatever you want to get out of a halakha.
I say, Adoni, there's a room here. Hakol mukhan lecha. Do me a favor, just stay over. I can't control you, but it's mukhan. Number two, which is more important than that, and he says, my bakasha is that you arrive before Knesset Shabbat.
Need both of those, or
yes,
one or the other?
Both. I want you please to arrive before Shabbat begins. Why? Because over there,
if they leave,
that's their own prerogative. But yeah, don't tell him, by the way, we're sitting down to the Shabbat meal at an Yodama, 8:30, 9 o'clock after Shkiah, because by telling him that, what basically are you telling him? You're telling him to come after Shabbat begins. So you should tell him, please arrive before. If you told him that, now, and then, let's say he doesn't listen, and he comes after Shabbat begins, you don't have to lock him out, you can still tell him, you did your thing, you said everything was ready for you, matov manayim if he comes before, and even better than that if he stays, but even if he doesn't, even if he comes late, and he chooses to leave afterwards, you already saved yourself, because you prepared him a matzav of coming over to you without Chilul Shabbat. He chose to take the Chilul Shabbat option, that's on him, not on you.
Rabbi,
does this go on like my whole family? Like, what I have to do is if they're inviting, like my parents are inviting people, or it's not like my.
That's not your.
My household.
Yeah, it's not your house. Matase. If they want to listen to you, matom manayim. But it's not your.
I don't have to go and say this.
This is if you're the baal habayit. Uh-huh. Yeah. What are you saying?
Same thing.
No. I heard you don't invite. You notify.
No, it's a different story. You're talking about the Brit Milah.
Inviting over my cousin. Bringing his like. His girlfriend, not religious at all. I'm going to tell them, like, stay for Shabbat. It's weird.
Yeah, Rabotai.
What if you know they're not going to stay? Should you even offer them?
Yes. Not a tarof offer. A real offer.
What if you don't have a spot for them to stay?
Then that's fake. Zelotov.
Then there's no way out of it.
You live in your bed.
Oh, yeah, you sleep on the floor. If they meant you prepare your bed.
It's not my house.
You can prepare it. It's your bed.
So do you know, virgin parents be like, oh, what are you doing? You're sitting on the floor, they'd like freak out. They like being in control of everything.
But if they didn't sleep on the floor in Iran, they slept in tents.
What if it's like a show, but you
want to
have 20 people over, and the whole family is not religious?
No.
So you don't have room for 20 people at your house?
Yeah.
So you can't have it at your
house. You have to do it in a way, maybe not even your house. Many people, when they have smachot, so they put up people in neighbor's house or whatever. You have to have, you know what a chatitz is? You have to have the ability to place everybody.
So what's the notifying thing that you notify, invite them? What's
the no, 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 that's by Brit Milah, so he doesn't get invited because then if he can't come, that's a different story altogether. Matashun.
If they live within a walkable distance, you don't have to have a spot for them.
Nachon, nachon. We're talking about where they need for sure Chilul Shabbat in order to get to you. Yeah.
Oh, if they live like 10 minutes walking away, they don't have
no.
But they will drive.
They will drive.
That's not my problem. That's already not my problem. Well, you can get here easily without Chilul Shabbat. So you choose to drive.
It's like a 30-minute walk. You would walk that, but they wouldn't.
No. I'm talking about out of town.
They're too old.
Out of town, out of Eruv, out of... You know what I'm saying?
Like Queens or something.
Yeah, Mashu Kazet, that it's not conceivably walkable.
45 minutes is walkable. At night time.
Yeah. You don't have to set up a bed for
them. No, no. Over there, since it's... my invitation does not innately, inherently... include Chilul Shabbat, so it's not my problem.
So you encourage someone to come to shul if you know they're going to end up driving to shul, but one day if they keep on coming driving to shul, they might end up actually coming without driving to shabbat.
It's a good shayla. It's a very good shayla. I would say it's always a good idea to encourage people to come to shul. Now obviously don't encourage them to come to shul by car. That's just stupid. Elama, encourage them to come to shul. And he explained to him how beautiful it is, and you see how everybody walks, and it's a great thing, and you save money on gas, and all the things that they like. You
know what I'm saying? You see everyone
drive.
Nice cars to Shabbat.
Mazin?
Nice cars to Shabbat.
Yeah,
Shabbat.
You bought a nice car to
Shabbat.
It's real thing.
I don't know Shabbat.
Yeah,
Shabbat was worse.
We tell you,
there's no safik ba'olam that it's certainly preferable for them to bike to shul. Obviously, mitoch atchum, let's say mitoch atchum, ayruv, whatever, all those other issues being taken care of, but it's certainly preferable to bike to shul than to drive to shul. Even though we hold na'alacha that bikes are not allowed to be used on Shabbat. Mikon makom, there's a bunch of poskim. Barosh uvarishona agon ben ishai.
What's the
story of the bike? Ovadin dechum. But he allows. Bevadai, it's not an electric bike. I'm talking about a regular mechanical bike. So over there, bevadai, it's better. So again, we don't say that either. But again, if they, it's certainly better than the other. Matashon.
What happens if it's like a thing that he comes every week? Like you invite him like every weekend, you don't get any calories. He just comes, doesn't come.
You know about Mechalel Shabbat?
Yeah. You invite him like two or three weeks in a row, and then he's like your uncle. Like at this point, he knows if he can come or not to come.
Okay.
Not really inviting
him. Okay.
He just comes, doesn't come. So now, are you?
So make it clear one time. Mikanun haba. Anytime you come, Baba Jun, hakol mukhan. Everything's ready. We would love. You're invited anytime. It doesn't have to be every time. You tell them anytime you're invited. Anytime you can come. When you anytime you want to stay. You have a place over here.
But it's not coming for the guests. By the time he gets there, it's like I want to come back from shul, for example.
What do you mean it's not covered for the guests?
He's going to be waiting there for
get there before Shabbat.
Come to the shul. Yeah. Come to come to the shul. Ma'u goy? Tell him to come to shul.
They're driving to shul, though.
No, tell him to... No, say, Baba Jun, listen, let me tell you something about Derech Eretz. You know what's a very big thing of Derech Eretz that people mess up on a lot? Simple ABCs of Derech Eretz is that if somebody invites you for a Shabbat meal, Shabbat day, Shabbat night, especially for Friday night, it's Derech Eretz to daven in the shul of your host. It's a Derech Eretz 101. Why? Because otherwise you end at different times and they have to wait for you or you come... Derech Eretz dictates, you go, you ask your shul, you ask your host, where are you davening on Lent Shabbat? I'll come pray with you. The Derech Eretz. So what, because this guy's not from, you tell him, he should also understand Derech Eretz, you go davening with the Zeh. So you're not from, so you don't have to, you're allergic to shul, come to the shul, yeah. Come to shul, davening with the host, mesh b'zeh. Say, come, before Shabbat, park the car, let's go to shul together. And then you're mezakeh to gambe shulchan Shabbat, and also in tefillah. You understand? You have to know how to play it right. But even if he comes before and he doesn't want to go to shul, okay, so let him hang out on the couch. It's better than doing chilul Shabbat. Uh-huh. So, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not saying it's simple. These are big nisyonot. Everybody has relative. There's no such thing, almost, as a family in Am Yisrael today that doesn't have non-religious relatives or friends or acquaintances. That's the way it is. Manasot. You have to know, how to navigate. That's all. And there are ways to navigate. They're not chas v'shalom mitzurayim. They're neshamot teorot. They're the children of Kadosh Baruch Hu ben Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, just like us. You have to do everything you can to karev otam be'ahava. Lo be. Nobody in this generation, nobody's chozer b'tshuva from harsh musar was that this generation is only ahava, ahava, ahava. You have to show him the love and affection and show him, not to necessarily chalila condone what he does, but at least to tell him, Alam, I love you because you're a yid. Because you're a yid. I don't necessarily agree with all of your actions, mani aseh. Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. But what? You're a yid. So you're welcome. But, according to the laws of the Torah,
it's impossible, Rav, though. It's not possible.
Not impossible. It's
no, because when your whole family, like, I'm not saying mine, Baruch Hashem, my immediate family is, we're good. But it's impossible you go with their cousins, grandparents, all these people. They have no shaykhs, they're eating lobster. You think you're going to tell them, oh, come before Shabbat? They're going to say, huh, Shabbat? You didn't come before Shabbat. I come 8:30 is when the meal starts. And they get offended. They say, when does the meal start? You're not supposed to say. They're going to be like, oh, I don't care.
You do what you can. You know what I'm saying? In order to avoid your isurim of
the kinyan. You come at 7, then you come home until 8:30.
Tell them it's... Oh, I just had a major daher. Tell them it's... tell them the meal starts 5 o'clock. And then by the time you come home from shul, it's 8:30, whatever. Say, why'd you say 5? Say Persian time. Yeah, just like by the weddings. They say, I just told you the Persian time. You understand? It's not going to work every time. Anyway.
Next week. They're not coming back.
Yeah. Once in my life, I came on time to a Persian wedding, and I learned my lesson for life. I was
there before the workers.
The full night's in.
As a busha, I was sitting there. The photographers were just coming and setting up. It was the time that a few minutes after it said in the crickets.
Came before the chatan and kala.
Mapshat. What?
Whose wedding was it?
I don't remember who it was, but it was very. Baruch Hashem, I brought a sefer, but I was mitbayesh. I don't know. And then this is regular. Yadua. If the Persian invitation says 7, Upaz 9, 9:30, whatever.
Oh, 8.
Huh?
No,
depends.
That's on the family.
Bekitzur,
they come at that time and start taking the pictures.
Anyway, lo mshane, rabotai, ze haemet. Don't worry, you have to do what you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to change the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to try and change ourselves first, and show them the beauty of Torah mitzvot, and then whatever happens. Manaseh, you're in control of people, can't control anybody. Manaseh, we can barely control ourselves. We can control other people. Mazeh, aval ma derecha derechen olam. Kacha. Yeah, the Chazon Ish once famously said. Choshech lo megarashim b'maklot, megarashim b'or. You can't chase away the darkness with sticks. You know, you try to beat darkness with a stick, it's not going to go away. How do you beat darkness? Turn on a small candle. It's gone. Evanta? Zeh haemet. Tov, Rav Yisai. Now let's go back to Rashi and Tosfos. I spoke about it extensively because I know it's a ma'aseh that happens. Ma'aseh, that it happens. And you have to not... Rezat Hashem, when you have... Is that the shame? You get a little bit older and you get married and have children, you have your own houses. So over there you can fear tzach in Yiddish, means you can act in a way that's better. A lot of people are still living with their parents and with their grandparents, and you can't control them. You have to give them kavod, v'zeh, ma la'asot, you were zocheh Hashem Yisrael. If the people whose parents are not necessarily as religious, if they had the zechut to come to SBM for a summer and to go to yeshiva during the year, whatever it is, they wouldn't look like that. You have to look at it like this. Look how fortunate you are to have the zechut to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Other generations didn't have the zechut. Miskinim, they were busy running away from the Shah and from the Ayatollahs, and had to run from Pakistan and all these. They're busy, you know, with their tzarot. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have this opportunity. Hashem said, Baruch Hashem. In the door of the Geula, the Midrashim Chazal also said, there's so much influx of, there's also an influx of Tum'ah in the world, but there's also a tremendous influx of kedusha ishtabach shemo. That's the way it goes. It's a cause and effect. They didn't have that. Malasot. So what do? You as the children, you have to be mezakeren. You teach them every time. You have to make sure. By the way, it's so important. What you do here during the week is super important. What you do on Shabbat is even more important than that. What do I mean? When you're sitting by Shulchan Shabbat, always make sure to have a pleasant demeanor, to say divrei Torah, to sing, because then they look at you like chamutz, right? Like you're sour, parzuf tisha b'av. They say, what's your Torah worth? They don't chap. You know what I'm saying? You have to be outgoing. You have to share the Torah. They see, wow, look at this. Look what the Torah does to a person. It can change him. And he's a friendly guy. And you share. Sometimes, I know people, they come home, they don't say divrei Torah. Why? They're not going to understand. Chamur. What are you talking about? So say a different... We don't want to say teisves. No. Learn something. Say something. Okay, you want to say teisves? Say teisves, but learn parashat Shabbat. No, they're not going to understand. What do you mean they're not going to understand? He has a neshama Torah. Say something simple in Parashat HaShavua. Tagid Dvar Torah. I know people like that. They go to Shulchan Shabbat, not one Dvar Torah the whole Shabbat. They're sitting like there, like a, you know, those dried lemons in the gondi. You know what I'm talking about? You know, yeah? What do you call those?
It's the map.
No, nobody likes those dried lemons.
That's supposed to
eat it.
Like you're sitting there like an octopus. Tagid, tagid, say Dvar Torah, sing Shira Shabbat, even if they're not listening. Abba, I have a chidush. You tell the siblings or the cousins or whatever, I have a chidush. I want to tell you something on the parasha. Say, no, something from the Torah. So I want to tell you something. Show them that you're a chevraman. You know what's a chevraman? Outgoing. Huh? Personable. Show them you have personality. So, wow, look. He can learn Torah and also be normal. You see? And then they start saying, wow, look at the Torah Kedosha. That's a Kiddush Hashem. But for a person, no, you disassociate, what are they going to think about you? They're going to think you're Hamur. Lachem, you have to lif'ol bechokhmah. Shamata, divrei Torah, shirei Shabbat, chashuv meon. Chashuv meon. Even in a fully from household, kal v'chomer ben beno shel kal v'chomer, in less from households, kam ze chashuv. Yeah? We live in a very, very interesting generation. The Rabbi says in Malachi, "Veshiv lev avot al banim, velev banim el al avotam." In previous generations, minhag haolam is that when the child acts in a way that's inappropriate or shaloka derech haTorah, usually it was in past generations that the parents and the grandparents have to chase after the children to bring them back. This generation, many times, it's exactly the opposite. Yeah, the children mitchazek, they're doing. And the parents and the grandparents are acting out whatever. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the children to go chase after the parents and the grandparents to bring them back. Afuch, mamash afuch, from the way it was in previous generations. Nachon, that's one of the simanim of the Geulah. You know that? Alasot, but that's one of the biggest simanim of the Geulah, that it's coming. That parents have to mamash plead with Abba, ima nama kacha. Yeah, maim Shabbat, maim Kashrut, maim Tahorah. Yeah, sometimes they don't want to hear you're being a rabbi.
My parents told me it used to be that the parents were always more religious.
Yeah. Ay, Baruch Hashem, Dorot Shel Mashiach. This is Dorot Shel Mashiach. This is it. That's the Siman that he's coming. He's around the corner. Look, it's ludicrous. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah? Nachon kacha? Doesn't make any sense. Mata shoyim. And then we have to get back.
Oh, no, just
say something. Now he says like this. Says Rashi. Well, actually, I want to start with Tosfos because Rashi is going to be a big debate among the poskim. Tosfos says another way. All the Rishonim are. What does it mean? Avar v'shiha. What does avar mean? What's the Gemara's question? So Tosfos, uncharacteristically, I want to start with Tosfos and then go back to Rashi. By the way, that was a good shmooze.
I'm going to send this out. By the way,
you can title it a little bit differently. Navigating. What's a good way to phrase it?